The company is founded by Walt Disney and his brother Roy. They started in a small world after all, and now their empire stretches into a galaxy far, far away.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Have a great October 16th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After denying it for 2 weeks, there are reports the Saudi Arabian government may admit a Saudi journalist was killed in Turkey, but that it was an accident during an abduction attempt. Secretary of State in Saudi Arabia,
Mike Pompeo, thanking King Salman for accepting his visit on behalf of President Trump. Pompeo has been dispatched to discuss the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi, a critic of the Saudi Crown Prince.
Fox's Simon Owen. The porn star Stormy Daniels' lawyer says they'll appeal a federal judge's ruling to throw out her defamation suit against President Trump.
Daniels sued the president over a tweet when he denied her claim of being threatened by a man in a Las Vegas parking lot for going public about an alleged sexual encounter with the president, but the president tweeted the claim was a con job. The judge ruled that tweet constitutes rhetorical hyperbole and it is protected by the First Amendment.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Breakfast, the most important meal of the day. What did you have this morning, Greg Budell? Ah, leftover roast duck. How about you, Jay Scott?
Pork butt on a stick.
Emily Hayes, what did you have for breakfast?
Maggots.
What?
Maggots.
Well, how were they?
I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, what's your pleasure?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
And Rich Thomas, what do you think about Emily's breakfast?
Makes me gag.
Well, everyone has different tastes. What did you have again, Jay Scott?
Pork stick on a butt.
Mm-hmm.
Pork stick on a butt. Pork stick on a butt.
Boy, that was the most Freudian moment you've ever
had. Whose butt?
Yeah.
That's my land.
Inquiring minds like to know.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Yeah, that kind of confused me too, but that's okay. That's the format of the show. Greg Goodell with Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, Rich Thomas, Bailey the Wonder Dog. This is the hour where we do random facts, but priorities, like the forecast first.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialist.
The fog is rearing its ugly head this morning, at least out at the airport. Danny Fields reporting 0.2 of a mile visibility right now. And Maxwell's fine at 6 miles. You know, that's not perfect. 10 miles is perfect. Prattville's 7 miles right now. So our forecast for today, aside from the fog this morning, partial sunshine, spotty hit or miss showers and storms are not out of the question today. Most numerous this afternoon and this evening, and only a few lucky towns will get one. Most towns will not. Still very warm for October with a high in the mid-80s. Not as warm tonight. Overnight lows 64. Tomorrow, a little cooler. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partial sunshine tomorrow. The rain chance is mostly 20% or less. We're headed for the mid-50s tomorrow night and into Thursday morning early. Then Thursday, look for a lot of sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 70s, around 77. I think we'll be around 76 Friday with increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. But then a nice change, and this is the one we've been waiting for. Late Saturday night, a front moves through the area. By Sunday, highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s on Sunday night. Right now, this morning, with fog in some areas, winds are calm. Temperature is 71 at 7:06.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Somebody's all giggly.
Listen, the U.S. Embassy in Australia is apologizing for sending out an email with a photo of a cat dressed like the Cookie Monster. And the cat's so cute.
It is.
Look at how cute the cat is.
Why are they apologizing for that?
Because they were learning a new email invitation system thing, like mass meeting kind of whatever, and it was a training exercise on how to send out like a mass email or whatever to all the participants, and they sent out the picture of the cat. Look, Jay! The cat dressed as the Cookie Monster with his cookies And the apology email was like, sorry to disappoint those of you who are hoping to attend this cat pajama jam party. But, oh, how cute is the little cat with his little costume.
That sound you hear is the excitement trying to explode out of Jay over the...
I wish I was able to get that excited about anything.
You tell me that is not cute.
It's cute.
It is cute. Y'all have your dogs or whatever.
Can you send that to my email so I can post it?
Yes.
Because I'm as excited as you are.
Just oozing
I've just learned through all my years of experience how to handle things in a calm and professional manner.
Email.
The steaks that were served to the morning crew today.
And were delicious.
Those were New York strips purchased at Food Outlet today. Now, everything in the store, including everything in the meat department, is cost plus 10. But the New York strips were a special price this week at $4.74 a pound. That's half of what they want per pound at the chain grocery stores. I don't know what they do with that supposed big buying power, but at Food Outlet, those savings go directly to you. $4.74, and the Food Outlet butcher will be happy to cut those to whatever your preferred thickness is. And this is the last day. Tomorrow there'll be new specials, but it's always cost plus 10. You're going to save no matter what day of the week you go at Food Outlet with three locations. Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook, on Main Street in the preferred community, and on Coliseum Boulevard, where I take pictures of the chicken tenders.
Yes, you do.
And send them to a certain dog, Bailey, every Sunday morning around 7:45. All right, down to the traffic dungeon.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking pretty good out there. No problems so far. Interstate systems all clear. Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and 31s all clear as well. Where can you shop? And there's something for everyone. Festival Plaza. Shop Share Experience. Plato's Closet and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, kids, at 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, let's do a sneak preview of some of the other stuff we're going to be talking about this morning. You know what? I was going to mention this special pizza that a certain national chain is producing, but I'm mad at them, so I'm not going to mention
it. Oh,
you mention the chain?
Oh, is it a jack-o'-lantern pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah. We dined with them last evening.
Oh, you did?
Who is that? Jack-o'-lantern?
I didn't get the jack-o'-lantern pizza.
Who is that?
What do you like in your pizza?
I'll look it up for you.
Oh, I got a thin crust Hawaiian pizza last night, if we must be honest with each other.
We must.
Fiance got the meats.
I never get a hankering for Hawaiian pizza with the pineapple and chicken.
God, it's so good. Chicken. Canadian bacon, also known as ham.
Ham, pardon me. But if it's there, I'll eat it. But I never once can recall.
So I think, I want something with I want pizza with pineapple.
I get that, or I get like all veggies on thin crust. It's so good. Hard and fresh.
I still get occasional urges for cream chip beef and whiskey, but I've learned to overcome those. The most popular costumes for Halloween this year, Black Panther number one.
And sexy Black Panther number two.
For ladies.
Blah, blah, blah.
What else is on that list besides Black Panther?
Wonder Woman.
And sexy Wonder Woman.
Now, you're going to have to explain to me, oh, youth of the morning show.
Okay, well, not much longer.
For two more days, Jay.
And I'm going to say this very carefully because it could sound like something else. Fortnite skins.
Oh, that's just...
do I look like a deer? Do I look like a deer in headlights?
Yeah, you do.
Well, you know, some people have them, some people don't. And it's game related, and all it is basically it's an outfit for your character. That's it.
Oh.
Just different looks for your character that you can, you know, apply to the thing, and that they call that a skin.
He was laughing because he...
No, I was thinking of...
I said that very... carefully and slowly, so I didn't.
Hey, there was another game had a thing that was came out, and it's called the title of it is called Forsaken. And every time I look at it, I'm gonna call it something else.
Deadpool, by the way, is number 4.
And sexy Deadpool
is number 5.
Oh, Deadpool wouldn't be bad. I've turned down 2 things that are supposed to be cool to go to because I will not
wear a costume.
So you're not going to come to the show on Halloween? Because we're going to dress up like the Addams Family.
Well, good. Well, I'll do a phoner. And I'll tell you how I'm dressed. There's an event on the coast that I won't be going to.
I know. I got invited to that one, too.
Same.
Wait a minute. What
but
coast?
That night...
You got invited. I didn't get... What, well, who is this?
We'll talk about it off the air.
We'll talk about it off the air.
But also, that same weekend, the 27th in Mobile, is our Stock the Bar shower that's being thrown for us.
How do you have to dress for that?
What? You just have to stay upright through a couple hours at Haley's, which is difficult.
Can we wear a suit to your wedding? Is that, or are we going to have to dress something, wear something?
You can wear a suit to the wedding. I think that would be fantastic. You can wear, you know, the one that you had to buy. Get a lot of use out of it.
I'm going as sexy Black Panther.
No, you're not. Ladies can wear fanciful hats. It would be fantastic.
I'm trying to remember if... Did I start getting AARP mail at 40? I think I did.
That's when they start tracking you down.
Jay!
Oh, that's right. You'll start getting all kinds of offers for cheap life insurance and...
And supplemental.
And they'll be able to find you because you've lived in the same place since forever.
Yeah, except I have the same name as my father. So maybe they'll... Sorry, I was going to say something.
Are we all prepared for random fact?
We are. Well, I am.
I don't know that we are. Are we ever?
I am prepared with a blank.
Coming up with, by the way, coming out of, it's not really going to be a great convoluted intro, but...
you always say that.
We have a new song to celebrate the announcement of the Royal Baby.
The Royal Baby.
With Harry and Willie and Morgan, or Meghan.
What?
Whatever their
name what?
Are.
What?
Harry and track. William and Morgan and Meghan.
The next monarch... After 6 others.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Number seven in line.
I just pulled up onlinemep.com. Welcome to Montgomery Eye Physicians. World-class eye care and LASIK. World-class experience, too. A practice that actually opened in 1945, right after the end of World War II. Carl Benkwith opened the first ophthalmology office in Montgomery. That was the first in the town. And it stayed in the family, and now... It's home to 2 of the best board-certified corneal specialists, not just here, but anywhere, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. If you scroll down the page, you'll learn about the various services and treatments they can take care of there, but I'm here to tell you that you can get LASIK. And LASIK, if you want to read the testimonials, that would be a good start. The people who have had the experience of having, you know, to resort to glasses or contacts for an extended period in their life then find out that LASIK can restore their vision. That is nothing short of miraculous for the people who have been able to do it. And the price has come well within affordability for most families. And there's care credit for qualified customers if you need a little help. But step one is free. That's a visit to the refractive surgery counselor to see if your vision issue can be fixed with LASIK. Call 272-2020 to make that appointment. 272-2020 or learn more at onlinemep.com. Local news, random facts coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma police are investigating after an apparent shootout in downtown Selma left a nightclub security guard injured. This shooting happened outside of Club Entourage. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call Selma police. A teenager has been identified as the victim of the city's latest homicide. Montgomery police say 17-year-old Jadavion Smith was shot and killed Saturday night. So far, no arrests have been made. And Governor Kay Ivey issued an executive order placing a temporary moratorium on early parole hearings after growing concerns about violent criminals getting early parole. She also designated Lynn Head as chairman of the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The board now has 30 days to create a corrective action plan. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Everyone is getting excited about Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody!
So simple, even a zombie can do it.
I'm gonna go trick-or-treating on my own.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with people eating my face.
For the past three Halloweens, you've gone as Wonder Woman.
My father made me go trick-or-treating till my feet were numb.
It's Halloween!
Up at someone's house and say trick or treat, they'll give me a free piece of candy.
Well, that was just plain creepy.
If I don't end the night with a pillowcase full of candy, someone's gonna freaking pay.
This year I'm going Halloween caroling.
What about the Halloween party?
Give me that candy.
Halloween, baby. Yeah. Trick or treat.
I'll tell you, it's real scary to be a police officer on Halloween.
Please don't take my brain out.
It's Halloween. You gotta give the kids what they want.
Frankenstein's house of tooth decay is closed.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now,
ladies and gentlemen, the king of random facts.
There you go.
Nicely done.
Simple.
Still young for two more days.
I was going to try that, but that horn would have taken, it would have, it wouldn't have worked.
It would have affected the timing.
Yes.
Did you know the well-known smell, I guess it's a well-known smell, it comes from pennies and other coins. They have a certain odor.
Yeah.
It's actually a human body odor. The smell is produced when human sweat corrodes the metal.
Oh, thanks.
Oh.
So,
you know, all that time I thought,
that's a lot of science.
Is that a bunch of pennies or is that just human odor?
Did you also know, and I didn't until today, and here, you know, 39, 40 years on Earth and just found out that the moon has a tail. What?
Wait a minute.
What? The moon has a tail. It is made of sodium atoms and can stretch to be a quarter million miles long. What? Yep. What?
We should ask Rick Evans, how come we can't see this tail? Is it on the dark side of the moon?
Pink Floyd?
No, I mean, really, I've never...
CBS did the longest piece about these people who are still say that we are on a flat earth. And they get into it. They get into this conversation. So, I mean, they're so about this.
Yep.
And they have answers to everything that you could say.
The moon has been shown to have a tail of sodium atoms too faint to be detected by the human eye.
Oh.
It was discovered in 1998 as a result of scientists from Boston University observing the Leonid meteor shower.
Mm-hmm. I remember the Leonid.
I don't.
And, of course, every year we have the Perseid, but I remember the Leonid.
Yeah,
we're about to have the Orionid over the weekend, this coming weekend, the Orionid meteor shower.
Ooh, fun. Mm.
And if you want to see meteors all night long, go out to Devil's Tower in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Because it's so clear. You'll see shooting stars.
That's
as
amazing.
Long as you're looking up, it's an incredible
and
place.
It's right at the edge of our signal, too, our radio signal.
Hey!
That's what, there is a, you can, I've said this before, there's a place on the internet, I think it's called the Dark Map, mm-hmm. and you can look and see where places on, in the country that are away from natural light, or not natural light, but...
right, I know what you're talking about.
Artificial light, yeah, artificial and ambient light, where it's just, it's mm-hmm. natural darkness. Did you know of a term called anosognosia? I hope I'm saying that right. Anosognosia. It's a condition that causes people with a disability to believe that the disability doesn't exist.
Hmm.
One of the examples they give is the Anton Babinski syndrome, where blind people believe, against all evidence and proof of their blindness, that they can actually see.
They think they can see.
This is weird.
Yeah. That's very weird.
Sounds like a fancy word for denial.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or just so much so that you know. What was that thing that it was George in Seinfeld said? It isn't a lie if you believe it.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that.
Did you know that U.S. aircraft carriers are so large?
How large are they, Jay?
They each have their own designated zip code.
That's a darn big aircraft carrier.
Have their own zip code. Did you know that somebody figured this out? Two mouthfuls of gasoline can be safely consumed. Ew. As long as it all goes into the stomach and none of it gets into the lungs.
Well, I mean...
But how can you guarantee that? What if somebody makes you take a sharp intake of air real quick and then...
Rich, let me share with the two Utes.
Yeah.
What was a rather common occurrence?
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
That's when they started putting locks on gas caps because gas was hard to find. There was a time when you could only get it every other day, depending on what the digit or letter on your license plate was.
That's
it was
right.
crazy.
That's right. Back in my day, we'd have three mouthfuls of gasoline.
That's right. And we enjoyed it.
That's right.
Did you know? BMW holds the world record. Oh, oh.
What?
I had a great BMW, sir.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, it was a 1990 BMW 525i. I call it the big green machine.
I thought you can find you one of Jack Ingram here in a moment.
Yeah.
A 90? If I ever ran across the 90 again, I would, the big green machine was awesome.
I thought you were going to call it Betty Green.
No, no. They all have their own names. Okay. They've all had their own names. All
right.
I can't tell you the name of the Sentra on the air, though. It's not family friendly.
Anyway, BMW holds the world record for the longest water-assisted drift at 232.5 miles.
Bavarian Motor Works.
In which they performed mid-drift refueling 5 times, breaking a second record for the longest twin vehicle drift.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
That's crazy.
I don't understand what vehicle drift is. What are we talking about?
Like the Fast and Furious.
Drifting is kind of what's a good way to explain what drifting is? Yeah, that's not the best way to explain what drifting is.
Could you do the sound again?
That's not what drifting sounds like either.
What,
that more sounds like something you do in the middle of the night when somebody rolls a
What's the car doing for 232.5 miles?
It's sliding. It's skidding in a way.
Like that, Rich.
Yeah, it's
the hand motion.
It's really
go
tough to describe, I guess, without showing it to you.
Look up Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Drifting is a form of.
It's the race. That's the thing that the racing car people do.
Yeah, it's taking a turn and not breaking too hard. It's just a tough little thing to describe. That's still not what that sounds like. Yeah, moving on. Did you know that Iceland's last McDonald's burger was sold 9 years ago? The burger shows no signs of decomposition and can be seen in the bus hostel in some place that I can't pronounce.
Reykjavik?
No. I know how to pronounce Reykjavik, but this is Skoglalal.
Oh, God.
Did you know that Mexican President Francisco Madero has the distinction of being the first head of state in the world to ever fly in an airplane?
Really?
He did that with the Wright brothers in North Carolina on November 30th, 1911.
What?
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Is he from Nicaragua?
I do not know where he's from. He's from Saragossa. Did you know that in 1996, Michael Gerard and 5 other people made a simple file demonstrating rendered animation, and they used a baby that danced?
God help us.
Yeah, remember that.
Everybody remembers that. Later circulated around the internet and is one of the first viral videos in the latter half of the 1990s.
That's right.
It was on Ally McBeal, too.
Stupid dancing baby.
Stupid dancing baby. Baby, I'm ready to...
Did you know that in Arizona, Arizona, first cousins are allowed to get married after after the age of 65, or if one spouse is unable to reproduce?
Well, that's very nice.
Just letting you know, Arizona's... Yeah, here you go.
Well, one of the people running for Senate there called it the meth lab of America because it's crazy.
Well, not just meth lab. What do we find out after Breaking Bad? It's also not meth. That is meth, right?
Yeah, that was meth. Yeah.
Never mind. I stand corrected.
You methed up.
Now sit down. Sit down, corrected. Finally, did you know, even though, it's another space fact because I love space, even though Jupiter's moon Io has no water, it actually still has waves. Well, how could this be? The force from the gravity of Jupiter, which you have to understand, is massive.
Yes.
Jupiter is huge. The amount of gravity that it pulls is unbelievable. But the force from the gravity of Jupiter and its other massive moons, Jupiter has a ton of moons, pulls Io's surface up and down on all sides, causing waves of rock up to about 328 feet high. Waves of rock?
300 feet high? Holy cow.
Yes.
That's frightening.
Love to see. Those are your random facts.
All right, we're going to do...
Good job, Jay.
Our $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question in just a moment. I remember my science teacher in elementary school doing, you know, teaching us gravity. He said, you know, if you feel bad about your weight on Earth, you can always calculate what you would weigh on Jupiter and feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I bet.
If you are shopping for a second car for the family, you got a new driver in the family, especially with a new driver, you want to have something dependable, because as they get their experience on the roads, the last thing you want is how to deal with a car that breaks down. That's for later in life. You just want to know that they're in something that's safe and reliable. And those are the cars you'll find at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Now, there's a couple of hundred vehicles that bear that name. All of them have passed very strict standards for resale. But I am tasked with telling you about the vehicles that are available for less than $10,000. And in that group, there is currently an Infiniti and a Mercedes, even a Mini Cooper, Countryman base, among a great selection of sedans and SUVs. There's a 2013 Rogue S. The Rogue is a great SUV. I am so happy I purchased one from Jack Ingram. It was new, but it wasn't. It had 2,000 miles on it, so I got the Signature used car price and let somebody else cover the depreciation.
That's true. Yeah.
Because I lowered my car payment when I bought that. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, 2,000 miles, I was able to get the full 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, and I still lowered my payment at Jack Ingram. You know, I heard Dan Morris talk about Tip Tames for several years, and when it was time for us to get a car for my wife's son, let's go see him first. And you know what? He was the only guy we needed to see, and we purchased two others since. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. You can browse dozens of photos. They're so proud of these cars, they show you every angle inside and out at Jack Ingram. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Based on something random facts, here is Quizmaster Jay.
Alright, earlier in random facts, we talked about consuming gasoline.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's just, it's one of those weird things. So what we want to know is, how much gasoline can be safely consumed? We gave a...
Yeah.
We gave it kind of an amount there.
A measurement.
Yeah. Of how much gasoline can be safely consumed.
If not, you would like to win that,
Not shot. Don't shoot.
No.
I would sip it.
I don't know. Unpleasant things better chug for me, but we all have our way. If you would like to win that $10 food on the gift certificate, call us right now at 272-922-8 to win.
Yay!
I'm just... What in the world? Hang on. I'm determined to find the big green machine and show y'all what it looked like.
I'll tell you what, while Jay is queuing up the calls, let's go to the traffic dungeon.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic and accident on Troy Highway. Right at Bell Road, be very careful down there. Also up on 231 Wetumpka Highway, we're seeing some slow spots up there right around the River Bridge and also up around Redland Road. If you go on north on 231, the Wetumpka Highway, you'll run into some stuff as you get up around the casino. There's some slowed down traffic up there and also around Highway 14 if you go up to that intersection. Everything else looking pretty decent. Not seeing anything on the interstate system so far this morning. Don't settle for less. Get a certified pre-owned Toyota. Get it at Reinhardt Toyota's Used Car Supercenter. Great savings, great vehicles. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road.
Play.
If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I got to talk to you about Hotkey at the lower left corner on page 8.
Okay.
Right now, though, we're looking for an answer to today's $10 freeload pop quiz. And Greg, good morning. It's yours to win with the correct answer. How much gasoline can you safely
consume?
Yeah. We don't recommend it, but...
As long as it goes into the stomach and not the lungs.
Right.
You can safely consume 2 mouthfuls, according to y'all, but I actually recommend the average person drink 2 mouthfuls a day.
What?
You recommend people drink it?
Kids listen to this show. Be careful.
It couldn't hurt the way the world's going.
Oh.
Do we have a winner on this
one? No, that is a win. That's correct.
Just don't light a match. Yeah.
That's correct.
Just kidding, obviously. Just kidding.
Yeah, my dad showed me a thing one time, and he did it himself. And I never tried to do it, but I wanted to so bad. He did the thing where he took the lighter fluid.
Oh, I've seen that.
He didn't drink it. He didn't drink it or anything, but he did the whole... He did the fire.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Fire was amazing.
No.
No. I put a lot of crap in my body over the years, but I'm not going to put gasoline in it.
No. I'm just thinking of how it smells and what it would taste like. No.
And it, for goodness sake, at $2.50 a gallon, I'm not going to waste it either.
No.
All right, hang on, Jay.
And certainly not premium.
No.
It's expensive.
And that's a total rumor that you get higher faster on premium. Serena.
Hey, I know y'all've got a winner, but I didn't want to hang up.
Hi,
so y'all
Serena.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
You're so nice.
Hey, you are very welcome, and I hope y'all have a wonderful day.
I hope you do, too. And thanks for calling.
Yes. And this is Melissa.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Quick comment on the drifting. My daddy was, I was brought up in the pits. Daddy raced all the way up until like the 90s. But anyway, it's like dirt track racing. Uh-huh. You're throwing your rear end out and you're fading.
And Emily walks that way.
And the tires are sitting there spinning with you because you're fading out.
Wow.
And it's just losing your rear end. Okay. When you're driving, basically what it is.
Right.
Does that make more sense
it
to
does.
You?
Up until your call, the only way I lost my rear end was in a marriage.
Does that make sense now, Rich, when I do this?
Fiance sent me a couple of examples.
Good. Did he?
Yeah.
That was sweet. You guys have a blessed day.
Yeah, you too.
And old friend Hartshell is on the line, too, this morning. Hey, Hartshell.
Hey, I just didn't want to hang up. I'm finally eligible to compete again. It's been long, and obviously wasn't fast enough on the trigger.
Let me try you out here. How long is the tail we can't really visibly see? How long is the tail on the moon, you know?
Oh, shoot.
Heard you say shoot.
I know what it's made of, but I can't remember the length.
It was a quarter of a million miles long. Okay, yes. What was the first video to go viral?
Oh, the dancing baby.
That's right. There you go.
You know, I remember seeing that for the first time. I think it was 1999, and it was like, duh, wow, that's really amazing.
And since then, we've gone to being able to digitally recreate an actor that looks passable on screen like it's a real person.
Like Ryan Gosling. Well, Hartshell, we appreciate the call. We know we'll hear from you again.
I'll always enjoy listening and call you when I can. Thanks.
Have a good day.
It is 7:39.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Foggy in spots this morning. For instance, the Montgomery Airport, Danley Field, is reporting 0.2 mile visibility. That's pretty thick fog. Otherwise, the other area airports are looking pretty good. Troy was really socked in this morning, and a lot of those South Alabama airports have been as well. Partial sunshine today. Still a few hit or miss showers or storms possible. Some of you were lucky enough to get one yesterday. The high temperature today will be in the mid-80s after 89 yesterday and 89 the day before. Not as warm tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 64. Then tomorrow, look for a little cooler. Back behind the front that's moving through the state today. High in the mid to upper 70s. That's a step in the right direction. We'll go down to the 50s, I think. Mid to upper 50s tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Rain chances tomorrow fairly small, but not zero. Then on Thursday, lots of sunshine. Pretty comfortable day, high 77. Friday's high 76 as clouds increase. Then a major front moves through over the weekend. Scattered showers and thunderstorms could affect your Saturday plans, perhaps, as the front enters the area and moves through Saturday night and behind it. Breezy, cooler Sunday. Highs will struggle to reach the upper 60s. Lows Sunday night into Monday morning in the 40s. Yeah, perhaps the mid to upper 40s across the area. It's going to be great. Right now this morning, again, fog in some areas. The winds are calm. The temperature is 71 at 741.
You know, when you hear those kind of temperatures are making their way in, it makes the idea of having a screened enclosure installed on the outside of your home all that more palatable. But here's the thing. Jones Brothers Roofing has now introduced a roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sky. So the ones that they've been adding to homes around the river region are usable year-round. I got to use my screen door. That's what I wanted. I wanted a screen door for my birthday, and that's what I got. And we got it from Jones Brothers, and it's just nice because it's perfectly angled. When the cold fronts come through, they come from west to east, and that's the direction the door faces. And it's just so nice to have that fresh air. But, you know, you kind of get, I don't know what the word for it is. Maybe one day in Random Facts Jail discover it, but there's just something. Air conditioning is great, but when that's all the air you're breathing in your house, it's so hot.
That breeze, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
You remember when your mom used to dry your clothes out on the clothesline? You remember what those clothes smelled like?
Yes. And, in fact, it's really not a bad idea. Every once in a while, you know, I'll put a towel or a shirt that I need dried quickly out there, like over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's kind of a throwback sort of feel. Yep. Clothespins. You got any clothespins in your house?
I don't.
When's the last time you've seen people with the rotating clothesline?
That's right. Used to turn it around.
Yeah, you remember that?
Well, Emily will learn all these things when she becomes domesticated in January.
The neighbors had one for the longest time. They had the...
like a cat.
The point being that Jones Brothers can put one of these enclosures on the outside of your home, give you more living or recreational space. They can also, of course, handle any roofing repair or need. Usually, if you see a water spot in the ceiling, it's nothing more than wind driving the rain up under a shingle, or as your house settles, a little crack in the mortar developing, and they can fix all that and do so many other things, including screen doors. Call them at 800-264-8009 or visit, better yet, because their whole portfolio is available there, jbroof.com. A reminder what today is.
October 16th is Boss's Day, a day dedicated to the boss. And no, I don't mean Bruce Springsteen. So then, who's the boss? Yul, hey, Angular, hey, where's Mona? I just love Tony Danza. He's truly a national treasure. Have a happy Boss's Day.
All right, at 7:43, here's Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network, Walmart says its investment in India's online marketplace Flipkart will cut into its earnings for this year. Walmart's lowering its earnings forecast. It paid $16 billion to take control of Flipkart. However, Walmart says its sales this year will not be impacted by the deal, and it's recently been seeing sales pick up at the fastest rate in more than a decade. More upbeat earnings from banks. Goldman Sachs is reporting a stronger than expected quarter. Investment bank Morgan Stanley is reporting earnings up 20% in the summer quarter. Johnson & Johnson is also reporting strong earnings, though its medical device business was disappointing. Its sales of consumer items and its pharmacy business both improved. And United Health's quarter was stronger than forecast. The Dow dropped 89 on Monday. NASDAQ was down 66. The S&P lost 16. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jim.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Everyone else was busy, so they sent me.
My colleagues and I are mapping the neurological substrates that subserve global information processing.
If you're gonna snack during the commercial, at least show some manners.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A teenager has been identified as the victim of the city's latest homicide. Montgomery police say 17-year-old Jadavion Smith was shot and killed Saturday night. So far, no arrests have been made. Selma police are investigating after an apparent shootout in downtown Selma left a nightclub security guard injured. The shooting happened outside of Club Entourage. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call Selma police. And Governor Kay Ivey issued an executive order placing a temporary moratorium on early parole hearings after growing concerns about violent criminals getting early parole. She also designated Lynn Head as chairman of the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The board now has 30 days to create a corrective action plan. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Okay, so I've had an off day or two.
I enjoy the sound of microphone feedback as much as the next guy.
You get people to say things.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal-oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be.
I love him because he reminds me of Count Floyd from SCTV.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
It is 10 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's Talk 93.1 FM. I don't want to get political, but I have to...
That's for the afternoon.
I'm going to ask you anyway.
Okay.
Because I think, it's just my opinion, Elizabeth Warren making this big deal out of getting a DNA test that shows she's like 99% not Indian, then running that up the flagpole like she's a Native American. Right. I think this has backfired on her.
It has in a big way. Did you see the Cherokee response?
Yeah, they basically, in a very nice Cherokee way, said,
screw off.
They just did not buy.
I love what we just saw. She's part T-Rex.
No, that's what Orrin Hatch said about Hatch himself.
That was great.
Hatch was like, DNA part results T-Rex. Ran, I'm part T-Rex.
I think dinosaurs are a minority group these days, and they get special consideration.
I read that statement from the Cherokee Nation in regards to her or whatever, and it was talking about, you know, documented... What?
Using that, claiming that heritage to get an advantage is just wrong on so many levels.
But you're right, it backfired in a big way.
Big time. 752 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, I have a pretty good conundrum here, I think.
Oh, yeah?
What is it?
Did you see the notes?
That's a question we ask the listeners in exchange for a prize if they get the right answer, but that's not important.
You're welcome.
Actually, it is important because we're going to ask a question. If you give us the right answer, you get a prize. What?
But it's not going to be the questions on that piece of paper, is it? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm in charge of that.
Well, then why were those offered up today?
For your perusal.
Oh, just to make it feel like we have a part of the show?
Maybe you'd see something I didn't. But here it is.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Scientists have determined that you can cut your calorie intake 10% by wearing one of these while you eat.
Bleh.
Bleh. Vampire teeth. Fake vampire teeth.
You can cut your...
calorie intake by 10%?
Right. Now think about that.
A if cone?
You can do that. Yeah, an orange traffic cone. So, what do you think that might be? What should you put on that would cut your caloric intake by 10% on average? If you did that every day, every meal, you would lose a lot of weight.
Oh.
And while we're waiting for you to call us at 272-9228 with your winning guest,
Mr. Sandman
is here on the phone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bleh.
Bleh.
Bleh. Bleh.
We're getting to that time of the year again, huh?
Yeah. Crazy town. Freight train to crazy town.
All right.
Well, that's the short trip anyway.
But
Mr. Sandman Mattress has sales going on. We've got lots of mattresses I need to sell. We've got been notified that my Serta products are going to be changed up after the first of the year, so I have to clear those out, and got great sale prices on those. In fact, I just realized they had a price increase on me a couple of months ago, and I never went up on it, so I've been having a real good sale. I didn't know how good a sale I was having.
How about that?
Yeah. But we got some great mattresses. We got Scandinavian, the latex and memory foam products. We've got Serta, the Eye Comforts, the Bellagio collection, which are really, really nice hybrids. Some fabulous mattresses on sale, as well as some good... Yeah, if you need a $299 or $399 queen set, we've got to actually have some pretty good ones now. I've managed to find some smaller factories that make them and still give a good value.
They're always out there looking for these.
I am.
These discoveries you make.
Yeah, I'm a mattress junkie. I go to shows. I go to factories to look at stuff. And these are factories that have been in business a long time. They're not, you know, newcomers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're just not the big boys. You know, there's over 700 mattress factories out there in the United States.
I did not
States.
Know that. That's a random fact.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Scratch that one off, Jay.
And a lot of them make really good mattresses. A mattress is not a complicated thing. Anybody can make a good mattress if they buy the right materials and put it together properly. So you don't have to buy the big names to get a good mattress. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen or on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side in a little shopping center next to the Citgo. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. It is 7:55 now. The conundrum in place is Scientists say if you wear one of these while you eat, you will cut your caloric intake by 10%.
I have an idea.
Let's see what Lindsay has to say.
Is it a belt?
That's an interesting thought. Put the belt on, maybe keep it on very, very tight. Lindsay says it's a belt. I'm sorry. But if you think of something else, call us right back because the lines aren't exactly full at the moment.
All right.
Thanks. So what is this? You wear this when you sit down to eat and you magically lose 10% of the calories you're consuming. 272-9228. Bit of a brain buster, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I have a feeling it's psychological, but we'll see.
Well,
I don't know the answer.
There could be an element of psychosis involved in this process. But scientists say,
listening to Barry Manilow while dining.
Well, that will cut your food intake.
Yeah, that's
especially if you're listening to Mandy and Sadie.
That's inducing vomiting.
Mm-hmm. You'll just go and assume the fetal position somewhere until the song is over. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. Wearing one of these when you eat will help you cut your caloric intake by 10%. Ken, good morning.
Hey, I know what does it at my house. Is it putting your dog on your lap?
Put the dog, put something between you and the food. It's a good idea, it's just not...
Yeah, my dog eats like at least 10% of my plate.
Yeah, no, that's hey, Bailey, right?
She's a...
She knows it's close to time, too, so you saying her name as she's napping, she was very quick to, what's up?
Well, we're 2 minutes to chicken, as we call it, 8 o'clock in the real world. Thanks, Ken. 272-9228. Andy?
Hello, is it wearing a jacket to sweat it all out?
Wearing a jacket to sweat off the weight, is that it? No, I'm sorry, man, but a nice guess. So there you go. This is pretty good, huh?
I have an idea, but I don't want to say it. And on the off chance I'm right,
I have an idea too.
Yeah, I'm gonna text
an idea.
You.
What is it?
that's a thought that pops into your head.
But that's not important.
That's not important. Rich, this is my guess.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
How about our old buddy, Dr. Jeff Pasley?
Let me tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and the gang at Millbrook. I've gotten all flustered.
I love discount track of
it. Oh, man. If you've got a pain in your neck or you've been dealing with an old injury, you're tired of living in pain, you've never been to a chiropractor before, don't worry about it. I had never been to a chiropractor before. Personally, I thought I would just have to be one of those people that took ibuprofen throughout the day just to not feel rickety and old at 33. But I went to Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic and got straightened out, quite literally. If you want to see what it's all about, if you want to learn more about how the chiropractic process works, go to millbrookchiropractor.com. You can learn so much there. And that's the cool thing about Dr. Jeff Pasley, too, is that after you start, starting with your first meeting with him, he explains to you what's going on, what behavior you've had. Like, for me, it's a posture thing. And he explained to me how that affected my spine and how your spine affects everything else. So if you want to know what's actually going on with you and how to correct it, that's what you...
Correct.
I can't even speak.
Bang!
I haven't had any coffee. You need to go see Dr. Jeff Pass.